And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday the 26th of January. We're here 10 a.m. covering markets and sport live from the heart of London. St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. OK, let's kick off with Mr. Richard Hunter, Head of Equities at Hargreaves Lansdown. Very good morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Moose.
Well done, our football teams this weekend.
Yep, two London sides going down to the South Coast, both winning 3-2. But what a weekend that was. Another proof of why the FA Cup's such a great competition.
Just put it back on the map. And there was really, really good crowds I saw. And I went to Southampton and the tickets were only £12. And I thought, you know, it was a sellout, great atmosphere. Really, really good day out.
Yep, and a record attendance, 30,000 at Brighton as well. So, you know, as we're going to see with Cambridge when they go to Man U for the replay. I think someone said that the money they'll earn from that is equivalent to a normal season's turnover.
That's brilliant.
So it can be an absolute lifesaver for some of the smaller clubs.
I saw Chesterfield took 6,000 fans to Derby.
Unbelievable.
That's just what football's all about. Bit disappointed that the FA Cup draw is on the One Show on BBC tonight at 7 o'clock. I thought that, you know, I would like it on a Sunday.
It's usually Sunday, isn't it?
I'd love all the games on a Saturday, and let's have the draw on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. 7:20, isn't it? But I'm not absolutely sure why they're switching it to a Monday. I don't know if it's because certainly in the third round, the FA Cup was a sort of 5-day affair, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that had anything to do with
it. Well, Stoke are playing tonight as well, aren't they? So it's not as if they're waiting for the final game.
No, that's right. Absolutely. Odd.
Maybe low viewing figures at the One Show. Right, well, let's kick off with our first slide. Broker forecast. You've chosen some stocks for the Tip TV audience today. Diageo, Shire, EasyJet, Unilever. What's on your mind on those stocks today?
Well, Diageo, I've got a trading update later in the week. They've had a couple of problems in emerging markets. There's been an anti-extravagance kind of, not law, but a suggestion brought in by the Chinese, for example. And the other thing which is also troubling Diageo, although the share price is up today, is that it's got its exposure to Russia.
Right.
And there are concerns, particularly this morning, there could be further sanctions on Russia. Hopefully, a lot of that is priced in. The fact of the matter remains that Diageo is a quality company. It's got an incredible portfolio of the kind of products it produces, and also it's very geographically diverse, but part of that geographical diversification at the moment is being something of a drag on the share price.
Right. Now, in terms of Shire Pharmaceutical, the pharmaceutical sector did very well last year. Overweight and a buy, that's got to be good news.
Yes, indeed. In fact, when the market was struggling first thing this morning, Shire was pretty much the standout performer on the upside. At that stage, it was up about 3.5%. Its recent, the acquisition of NPS of the States, which is currently going through, they had a cardiovascular drug, I believe it was, passed by the Food and Drug Administration in the States. What Shire basically said was that absolute vindication of the fact that we're trying to buy this company.
Right.
They're complementary to our business, and obviously when you get past the FDA in the States, it's a big deal.
Right. And in terms of EasyJet on the buy rating, is this purely about oil, or is this, you know, a recovery play that we're all getting on?
It's partially around the oil story. We've seen further weakness overnight there. That's tended to be good news for the travel sector generally.
Yep.
In addition to that, we've got some another update on a trading statement later in the week, and they haven't disappointed recently. And just to chuck it into the pie as well, International Consolidated Airlines, British Airways, have gone after Aer Lingus this morning for a third time, maybe third time lucky. So you've got that added spice of potential consolidation in the sector as well.
OK, well, we've got Ben Harrington on doing M&A at the end of the show because he was talking about IAG. And finally, Unilever, we've got sort of mixed broker recommendations on this last week after the numbers?
Yes, absolutely right. The numbers were disappointing. Again, they have been struggling of late because of their exposure to some of the emerging markets. They're trying to regain some of their former glory in terms of more innovation. And longer term, it's probably not one of those companies you'd take too much of a bet against. It's well established. It's a blue chip. It's the kind of stock which will be found in most FTSE 100 portfolios.
Right.
But they are having a tougher time again as part of the emerging market.
Would you call them world class?
Yeah, I think you've got to. I think if you look at the history, if you look at the fact that they've come through the financial crisis relatively unscathed, it's a bit ironic that having come out of that, it should be the emerging markets which is currently dragging them back a bit. But again, if you look at their dividend record and the payment of the dividend record over the last X number of years, this isn't a company which is going to become a bad company overnight.
Understood. OK, so let's move on to...